Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Monday, October 12th. Americans are cutting the cord at the fastest rate ever. The cable cord, that is. This year alone, the number of households canceling their cable, satellite, and telecom TV services is expected to pass 6 million, according to research firm eMarketer. Within 4 years, it's estimated that more than a third of all homes in the country will no longer have pay TV. But streaming services are a different story. Netflix alone has more viewers than cable and satellite TV combined, according to consulting firm PwC. And rivals like Hulu and Disney Plus continue to gain market share. So it's no surprise that so-called connected TV devices like Apple TV and Roku are gaining popularity too. These dongles are small and plug into the back of your TV. They let you access streaming platforms even if you don't have a smart TV that connects to the internet. Each year, these devices get an upgrade in time for the holidays to give them a competitive advantage. And this year's upgrades seem focused on data mining. Amazon's updated Fire Stick was released at the end of last month, and the Fire TV interface integrates with Alexa, and all of the info she has about you and your previous media and shopping choices, too. Fire TV can also connect with and monitor other smart devices like your Ring security camera. All of this information will help the service serve up customized show recommendations, Amazon says. Google's Chromecast also has new features, including its own remote with the same bells and whistles its competitors have. It's also got a new TV interface. Plus, Google has one other giant advantage, depending on your perspective, more data. As USA Today reported, quote, Amazon knows your shopping history. Roku knows what you like to watch. But Google knows where you live, where you travel to, what YouTube clips you watch, what music you listen to, and more. Now, that might be enough to send you hiding under the sheets if you think about it too much, but it also makes for some pretty rich data to mine for TV show recommendations. Those perfect suggestions come at a price, of course, your privacy. Sure, you may find that obscure French comedy perfect for a lazy Sunday afternoon binge-watching session. As you watch, the streaming services are capturing your viewing data, too, and possibly sharing it with others. Last year, a big deal between Roku, AT&T, mega advertising agency, Publicis, and others, quote, expanded the surveillance infrastructure that operates in the background of streaming services, the New York Times reported. These partnerships gather and share data about you. Sure, they use it to make suggestions, but it's also an advertising revenue stream for them. The shows you prefer, the ads you don't skip, your email addresses, and even your device serial number are all being harvested. Watch the Great British Baking Show and don't be surprised if a partner serves up a baking cookbook the next time you're online. Watchdog groups like the Center for Digital Democracy say that even when viewers try to lock down their privacy settings and protect their data, it's sometimes tracked without their permission. One Princeton University study found Roku and Fire TV sometimes connect with more than 60 different trackers, including some owned by Google and Facebook. And even when Roku's limit ad tracking function was enabled, the service strangely sent even more data to the trackers. That's fine if you know and want such tracking, but privacy advocates worry that every time you watch something your streaming service recommends, your streaming service is watching you right back, whether you want it to or not. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Wondery app, or wherever you're listening right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app to listen ad-free. I'm your host, David Brown. This episode was written by Gwen Moran and produced by Elaine Appleton Grant. Edited by Emma Cortland. Our executive producer is Marshall Newey. Created by Hernan Lopez for Wondery. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/youknowbusiness.